Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up on 5-Minute News. Pentagon reverses itself, calls deadly Kabul strike an error. France recalls ambassadors to US and Australia over sub-deal. And US panel backs COVID-19 boosters only for the elderly and high risk. It's Saturday, September 18. I'm Anthony Davis. The Pentagon retreated from its defense of a drone strike that killed multiple civilians in Afghanistan last month, announcing on Friday that a review revealed that only civilians were killed in the attack, not an Islamic State extremist, as first believed. The strike was a tragic mistake, Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, told a Pentagon news conference. McKenzie apologized for the error and said the United States is considering making reparation payments to the family of the victims. He said the decision to strike a white Toyota Corolla sedan, after having tracked it for about 8 hours, was made in an earnest belief based on a standard of reasonable certainty that it posed an imminent threat to American forces at Kabul Airport. The car was believed to have been carrying explosives in its trunk, he said. For days after the August 29 strike, Pentagon officials asserted that it had been conducted correctly, despite 10 civilians being killed, including 7 children. News organizations later raised doubts about that version of events, reporting that the driver of the targeted vehicle was a longtime employee at an American humanitarian organization, and citing an absence of evidence to support the Pentagon's assertion that the vehicle contained explosives. The airstrike was the last of a U.S. war that ended as it had begun in 2001, with the Taliban in power in Kabul. The speed with which the Taliban overran the country took the U.S. government by surprise and forced it to send several thousand troops to the Kabul airport for a hurried evacuation of Americans, Afghans, and others. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a written statement, apologized for what he called a horrible mistake. France said late on Friday it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the US and Australia after Australia scrapped a big French conventional submarine purchase in favor of nuclear subs built with US technology. It was the first time ever France has recalled its ambassador to the US, according to the French Foreign Ministry. The foreign minister said in a written statement that the French decision, on request from President Emmanuel Macron, is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States. He said Wednesday's announcement of Australia's submarine deal with the US is unacceptable behavior between allies and partners. A recall of ambassadors is highly unusual between allied countries. In 2019, Paris recalled its envoy to neighboring Italy after the country's leaders made critical public comments about the French government. Earlier on Friday, a top French diplomat spoke of a crisis in relations with the US. France has pushed for several years for a European strategy for boosting economic, political, and defense ties in the region, stretching from India and China to Japan and New Zealand. The French diplomat said on Friday that Macron received a letter from Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Wednesday morning, announcing the decision to cancel the submarine deal. French officials then decided to reach out to the US administration to ask what was going on. They said discussions with Washington took place just 2 to 3 hours before Biden's public announcement. Dealing the White House a stinging setback, A government advisory panel overwhelmingly rejected a plan on Friday to give Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots across the board and instead endorsed the extra dose only for those who are 65 or older or run a high risk of severe disease. The twin votes represented a heavy blow to the Biden administration's sweeping effort announced a month ago to shore up nearly all Americans' protection amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The decision was made by an influential committee of outside experts who advised the Food and Drug Administration. In a surprising turn, the panel rejected, by a vote of 16-2, boosters for almost everyone. Members cited a lack of safety data on extra doses and also raised doubts about the value of mass boosters rather than ones targeted to specific groups. Then, in an 18-0 vote, it endorsed the extra shot for select portions of the US population, namely those most at risk from the virus. That would help salvage part of the White House's campaign, but would still be a huge step back from the far-reaching plan proposed by the administration a month ago to offer booster shots of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to practically everybody 8 months after they get their second dose. Friday's vote was just the first step in the process. The FDA itself is expected to make a decision on boosters in the next few days, but it usually follows the committee's recommendations. The offering of boosters is also subject to approval by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC has said it's considering boosters for older people, nursing home residents, and frontline healthcare workers, rather than all adults. Scientists inside and outside the government have been divided in recent days over the need for boosters and who should get them, and the World Health Organization has strongly objected to rich nations giving a third round of shots when poor countries don't have enough vaccine for their first. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health and climate, delivering independent, unbiased and essential world news daily.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.